just had yesterday a Tanis sort of a Teves Zeichah for the Chum Beit HaMikdash. Perhaps we can take with a limud the Chizuk from a sort of a Teves with us. Not less than 24 hours we said Mincha on the Tanis Aneinu Hashem Aneinu B'yoyim Tzim Taniseinu Ki V'tzora Gedoyla Anochnu. If we say the Nusach Betzora Gedoyla Anochnu, we mean we're Betzora Gedoyla Anochnu. The Gemara says in Yuma that the Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla brought back the Nusach. They called Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla. They brought back the Nusach in Shemoneh Esrei HaGodel HaGibor VaHamoyo, because Yirmiyah decided, when he saw the Churban, he said, "Nochvim mekarkerin beheicholay ayin eloisav." How can you say, "Hagodel, hagibor, vehanoira"? Where is the noira? Where is the noira of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? If the goyim are in the heichol, Daniel said, "Nochvim mishtabdim bebonav ayin gevuroisav." How can you say hagibor? We see the goyim are shoyled over the Eden. Then the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah came and they said, "Adrabe, zui gevurosa." We do say Hagodel Hagibor VaHanoira. The gevura of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the fact that he's so patient, even with the Rishoyim. And the noira, we can say Hanoira, because that is the noiros of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that Klal Yisrael survives keseachas ben shivim ze'evim, that Klal Yisrael survives even surrounded by enemies and golus. We do say Hagodel Hagibor. We do see the gevura and the noira of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, how did Yirmiyah and Daniel want to be oike, take away the nusach which Moshe said Hagibor v'hanoira? So the Gemara says, "Mitoich Omer Abelazar, mitoich sheyoidim b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu she'amitihu lefichach lo kizvu boy." We know the Nevi'im understood fully that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is emes, midas emes, lo kizvu boy. So the Nevi'im, they held, of course the Nevi'im knew, Heinen Gevuroisav, Heinen Nevuroisav, they knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there and the Gevura is there. But we can't see it, we can't feel it enough to be able to say it. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah said we can. We can still see the Nevuros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael in Golus. So you see that if you say something in Tefillah, it has to be, we have to feel it. Of course we have to think what we're saying, not only we have to think what we're saying, but we have to feel it. Is in Golus, when there's a hest upon him, the Nevi'im held that we can't say it without full feeling. Hagibor v'hanoira, until the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah said we can still feel it even in Golus. So when we say in davening Hagodel Kibitzora Gedoila Anochnu, we have to feel Kibitzora Gedoila Anochnu. Klal Yisrael is in Tzoras Kibitzora Gedoila Anochnu. So what happens after the Tanis? We break the Tanis and then we go back to normal. So what happened with Betzora Gedoila Anochnu? The Malbim explains the Nusach Aneinu Hashem Aneinu B'yoyim Tzoyim Taniseinu. Tzoyim Taniseinu. It is the Loshen Tzoyim means gathering together. The same Loshen as Letzamtzim is to bring together. Tzumas HaGidin is the place in the leg where the Gidin, the sinews, come together. Esther said, "Sumu alai v'al toichlu v'al tishtu." Sumu alai v'al toichlu v'al tishtu. So it says, "Don't eat and don't drink." So tsumu must mean something more than that. Not just not eating and not drinking, but sumu alai means gather together. So the Malbim says, "Tsoim taniseinu" is 2 points. Tanis is inui, is a kapora for the past, for our veiras. Tsoim is a gathering together. Klal Yisrael gathers together to find, to seek and to find etzes, how to go on, how to proceed, how to be mesak and mekam el abo. So kol dos shelo nivne beis hamikdash beyomav keilu hechrivoi. We've got to be mesak and mekam el abo. We've got to think what we should do in order to bring about the geula. So tzoim tani seinu. Tzoim is we gather together, Klal Yisrael together, want to know what to do to be masakan, what should we do for the future. Tanis is the inui, the kapora for the past. So Tanis is a time that we get together. It's yitochen, it could be that even if someone doesn't manage to daven the tzibul mamash, but the fact that he davens aneinu, he davens and he fasts with the tzibul, Klal Yisrael is together. There is the absence of Klal Yisrael. Everyone says the same tfilis on the Tanis, and everyone says Kibitzore Gedoyla Anochnu. So we're gathering together to see what we can do about it. Bitzore Gedoyla Anochnu. And we say Aneinu Hashem Aneinu. It's the same Loshen that Eliyahu HaNavi said in Har HaKarmel, Aneini Hashem Aneini. He davened for Kvoid Shemaim. Klal Yisrael Bitzore Gedoyla Anochnu, whether it's the Gashmiz Digetzores, whether it's the Ruchnis Digetzores, which we hear unfortunately many of Klal Yisrael suffer from. There is the many Machles Loyalenu which Klal Yisrael suffer from. So it's not hard to actually get the feeling of the Tzora Gedoyla Anochnu, but we just have to think about it. The Tzora Gedoyla Anochnu. And we daven Aneinu Hashem Aneinu, like Elio, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show Kvoid Shemaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show that, take away the hest upon him, and show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers our tefillahs. There is a Yalkut at the end of Shmuel Beis, brought in the Radak. In the end of Shmuel Beis, there was a terrible magefa, a terrible plague at the end of the days of David HaMelech, where the Pesuk says that 70,000 Yidden died. The Medrash says, why did so many thousands of Yidden fall in the days of David? The Medrash, it's in Yalkut Shimoni, the end of Shmuel, brought in the Radak, Loinoflu Elo Halideisha Loitovu Beis Amigdosh. They fell because they were not Teveya the Beis Amigdosh. They did not demand the Beis Amigdosh. But it won't Kal V'Choymer. Ma Elush Loi Bimeim Lecho Bimeim Noflu. So the Medrash makes the Kal V'Choymer. Ma of those who they didn't have the Beis Amigdosh yet. They had never seen the Beis Amigdosh. They didn't know what the Beis Amigdosh is exactly all about. Nevertheless, there was a taina against them. They were punished because they were not chaveya. They didn't demand. They didn't done for the Beis HaMikdash. So us, we, that we have had the Beis HaMikdash, and Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, alachas kamo v'kamo. And in the psukim, in the end of Shmuel, David HaMelech then went to Ravna Hayavusi and he bought the Mokim HaMikdash, and that's how the Magefa stopped. So that fits in very well with his medrash. He was meichen for the Beis HaMikdash, and that was the tikkun which stopped the magefa. So the medrash carries on. Lefichach hiskinu zekeinim neviim lita bepiem shel Yisrael liyis mispalelim shloisha po'omim b'chol yoyim hoshev shchinotcho u'malchuscho letzion v'seida avodoscho Yerushalayim omein kein yehi rotzon. So he says that's why Klal Yisrael and the Chachomim were mesakim for Klal Yisrael to daven three times a day. In order that we should take away this magefa which was in the time of David HaMelech. So we see from the Medrash, HaGevaltige Medrash, that a tikkun for a magefa is to be demand, to daven, to ask for the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Dav Lamed Aleph, that L'Achameh Ve'esrim, when a person gets asked in Bezen Shalmada, the questions that he gets asked are Nasatov and Nasata Bemuna, did you deal honestly, Kavatitim Latoira, or Sakti Bevir of Rivia, Tzipiso Yeshua, it's among the basic Chiyuvim, it's one of the first questions which we get asked. After 120, just like there's a Chiyuv of Kavatitim Latoira, there's a Chiyuv to have children, or Sakti Bevir of Rivia, Tzipisol Yeshua. If the Rebbein Yisraelim asks us after 120 Tzipisol Yeshua, obviously that there is a chiyuv of Tzipisol Yeshua. There's a chiyuv as chomo as the other chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv to be mitzapel Yeshua. Animamim b'amuna shleima b'vias haMashiach is one of the ikvei ho'amuna to be mamim b'vias haMashiach. But it's different than the other ikvei amuna, which is to be mamim. This has got another point. The chiyuv is not just to be ma'amin, b'Avias HaMashiach, but we have a chiyuv to be metzape, to be longing and hoping for b'Avias HaMashiach. The Rambam, the end of Hilchos Melochim, says, HaMelech HaMashiach is going to bring back Malchus Beis David, and is going to build the Beis HaMikdash, Mekabetz Mitzvah Yisrael, v'chol mi she'einoi ma'amin boi, oi mi she'einoi mechake lebiyotoi. Kol mi she'enoi ma'amin boy. Someone who's not ma'amin in Biyas HaMashiach. Oy. Or. Mi she'enoi mechake leviyotei. It's mashma he is ma'amin, but he's not mechake. He's not hoping for Biyas HaMashiach. He's not longing for it. Then lo b'shar neviim b'zvadu koifa ala b'teira of Moshe Rabbeinu zokter Rambam, he's koifa in neviim and in Teira and in Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Teira says that Mashiach is going to come, and the Rambam quotes a lot of psukim from Teira b'shar v'shem kechash shavuscha and other psukim that the Mashiach is going to send Mashiach b'shar v'shem kechash shavuscha and he's going to bring back Klal Yisrael and build the Beis Hamikdash. So we have a chiyuv of tzipisa l'Yeshua, which besides being the first question, among the first questions, it's one of the main chiyuvim. It's also part of the ikrei emunah to be ma'amin and to be mechakeh. And the Yalka tells us that's the tzvia in the times of David HaMelech, why so many Yidden died, is because lo itovu, we were not mechakeh. If we were not mechakeh, so if we said b'tzora gedoyla anochnu, and beyond Tzoyim Taniseinu Keilu, we had an emergency meeting. The Malbim says Tzoyim is an Afifa, a meeting. We had a meeting, what to do about it? Betzora Gedola Anachnu, and Aneinu Hashem Aneinu. So, could be that a limud, something to take away from the Tanis, is Ki Betzora Gedola Anachnu Takel. Yes, Betzora Gedola Anachnu. So, what should we do about it? So Chazal say we should be Teveah the Beis HaMikdash, we should be Metzachel Yeshua, if we're Mechazik the Achakeloi the Chol Yem Sheyovoi. Chazal say being Teveah the Beis HaMikdash, that's what saves Klal Yisrael from Tzoris.
Excuse me, how do you translate Tzipisa in Yeshua? Is that
the part of Mechakeloi? Tzipisa is Mechakeloi, yes, longing for the Geula. If we look in Parshas Vayechi, this week says that Parshas Vayechi, Zot Rashi is beginning, the first Rashi in the beginning of the Sedra Parshas Ustumo, because Yaakov wanted to be Megala the Kate. Yaakov wanted to tell the Shvotim the Kate, the final Geula, when Mashiach will come, and Ashvotim stopped him, got blocked, therefore the Parsha is Stumo. Later on in the Parsha, Yaakov, the Pasuk says that Yaakov said to his children, Osvu Vagid Olechem, Ba'achris Hayomim, what's going to happen Ba'achris Hayomim? So Chazal say, the Gemara says, Achris Hayomim means Mashiach's time. So Achris Hayomim. The Ramban, all the Yishayim, all the Mepharshim, the Ramban says, Achris Hayomim, Ledivre HaKoil, Achris Hayomim, Heim Yemois HaMashiach. And Rashi also says that Yaakov wanted to tell the Shvotim what's going to happen when Mashiach is going to come. The same thing, Bikish Legalis Lemes HaKeit. So Yaakov said, come together, I want to tell you the Achris Hayomim. And the Kishpoch didn't allow, Nistal Kamimeno Shechina. So Yaakov started giving them brachas. Later on, in Yaakov's bracha to Yehuda, the pasuk says, "Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda Ad Ki Yovei Shiloi." Shiloi Zakrashi is Melech HaMashiach, and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Shiloi is the name of Mashiach, Shmoi Shel Mashiach. And Rashi says, "Shiloi Shailoi," you bring presents to him. That means the Melech. Why is Yaakov? What's all this for? Why is Yaakov talking so much about Mashiach to his children? He wanted to tell them exactly when Mashiach will come, and he couldn't. What's all this for? Rabbeinu Bechaya asks another kasha. Rabbeinu Bechaya asks, Klal Yisrael was still at the beginning of Golus Mitzrayim. They knew, Rashi says in the beginning of the Sedra, Tzitzel already felt, Nistimonim, Belibam, they felt there's a Shibuk Mitzrayim and Golus Mitzrayim coming. So first let us get out of Golus Mitzrayim. We need a Yetzias Mitzrayim first. We need to be taken out, be redeemed from Mitzrayim. What's Yaakov Avinu, what's he telling them about the final case which we need? Why is he telling the Shvotim that now, just then, just before his Nitzah, before his Nifter? Zot Rabbeinu Bechaye, that Yaakov Avinu is Shlishi Sheva Oves, and all the Inyonim of Yaakov Avinu are Meramas for the Golas HaShlishi, Ma'ase Oves Simen Lebonim. And since Yaakov Avinu is the Shlishi, so Rabbeinu Bechaye says Yaakov Avinu, his Avoida is the Golas HaShlishi. Yaakov wanted to be Megala, the Kate of the Golas HaShlishi. The Shvotim first of all need to get out of Mitzrayim. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says in the Pasuk, Yaakov Avinu has already mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim. He said, V'hoya l'kim emochem v'heshev eskom alayet avisechem, Yaakov said to Yosef. And then he wanted to tell them, you should know that there's going to be a Kate as well. Yaakov said, "Hey, osfu va'agido lochem." That Rabbeinu Bechaya a double loshen, "Hey, osfu va'agido," two atifas, because there was Malche Yisrael and Malche Yehuda. In the Haftarah of the Tanis of yesterday, we said we ended up Oide Akabetz Olav Lenikbotzov. The Novi says, I'll gather you Lenikbotzov. A double gathering. I'll bring you the Binyamin back with all the other Shvatim, with our Aseret Shvatim. So Ben Mechaya says, we don't find all Klal Yisrael together, all the Shvatim, only at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the time of the Geula Hasidah. When Yaakov goes together, it's Geula Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Geula Hasidah. They're very similar. Ad ki yovei Shiloi, Shiloi is the same gematria as Moshe. Shin Yod Lamed Hei, the Lamed Yod is Mem is Moshe. So Yaakov Avinu, at the same time, being Miramez Moshe, well, he's the one, the first Geula takes us out of Mitzrayim. At the same time, he's Miramez Mashiach, who will take us out of the Golas HaShlishi, the final Geula. So Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell the Shvatim, the Kates, and Akushbach didn't allow him to. So why did Yaakov Avinu want to tell us the Kates? Could very well be it's part of the mitzvah of Tzipisa LeYeshua, Mahomd Arachiv of Tzipisa LeYeshua. So Yaakov Avinu thought, perhaps, Tzipisa LeYeshua, how to know? I'm waiting, I'm hoping for the day of the Geula. One way of doing it is hoping, is knowing when Mashiach will come, if I don't know. So I'm going to wait and wait and wait till that day. But Shvach said, no, that's not a Chakalei B'chalim Shvirach. Shvach wanted it differently. Shvach wanted that we shouldn't know which day. Mashiach can come any day, and that's the sort of a Chakalei. Shvach wanted that the Tzvisa Yeshua should be not knowing which day, and nevertheless, we've got a mitzvah to be hoping and longing for the Geula every day. Yaakov Avinu, he was the one who showed us the Hanhoga of Bitochen in Golis. Yaakov Avinu, he is the symbol of the Tzaddik in Golis. Yaakov Avinu was Masakin Mariv. Mariv, the Meshachachma says Mariv is for the night. Night is Chishach. Chishach is Miram is for Golis. So Yaakov Avinu, he was the one that had to run away from Esav and from Lavan, and he had to live with Lavan, and he had the Tzores of Mechiras Yosef, and Yaakov Avinu always went with Bitochen, and he was zeicha to the cholam with Inei Hashem Imach, Inei Anochi Imach, Ushmaticha B'chol Asher Teilech. So Yaakov Avinu showed us how to have Bitochen. Yaakov Avinu showed us the Aleph Beis. I heard once from Israel Rosenbaum, the Aleph Beis of a Yid. The Aleph Beis of a Yid is Aleph Beis, Emunah and Bitochen. Yaakov Avinu showed us the Aleph Beis of a Yid, Emunah and Bitochen, even in the hardest times. Maariv is a time of darkness. Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Ve'ezrei. We mentioned Dafke Shekel Yaakov. Yaakov shows us Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the time of Golus. So Yaakov at the same time also wanted to show us part of the Aleph Beis of Emunah and Bitochen. Part of the Bitochen is the Achak Eloi B'chol Yom Sheyovoi, is the Tzipiso LeYeshua. Yaakov Avinu wanted to show us, he wanted to be Megala the Kate, and he didn't, and that's how he showed us, by not being Megala the Kate, not knowing when Mashiach will come, and still being Metzapel Yeshua. That is the Rotan Hashem, that's the mitzvah. Then Yaakov Avinu said in the Bracha of Dom, Lishu'otzcho ki visi Hashem. The Targum Yonos and Ben Zion says on Lishu'otzcho ki visi Hashem, Yaakov said, I'm not relying on any shoftim. It's the Bracha of Dom. Shimshon came from Dom, but the Geula didn't last. I'm relying on Mashiach ben David, who will be sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will be the final Geula of them. So Yaakov, Lishu'otzcho ki visi Hashem. I'm hoping Hashem, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending Moshiach ben David. So this Lishu'otzcho kivisi Hashem, this is the Aleph Beis, part of the Aleph Beis, hoping kivisi, being mitzapeh, longing for the Geula, even in the time of Betzora Gedoyla Anochnu, or the tikkun of the Torah Gedolah Anochnu, what helps and what's mekarev of the Geula, Chazal say, is being teveah the Beis Hamikdash, is the tzipia li Geula, is the Lishuotcho kivisi Hashem. And the Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu thought that Shimshon, he is going to be the Mashiach, he's the Melech HaMashiach, he was the Shoftim, he was fighting for the Yidden, he was the Goel of the Yidden. That's what Yaakov Avinu thought. And unfortunately, because his mother was going to do this, he's also called from Malchus Beis David. He can also be called Mashiach ben David. So then Yaakov Avinu saw that Shimshon died. No, can't be. He's Kenizrein. So the Rambam also says, you shouldn't think Mashiach is someone who makes oisos and moivsim. No, the Rebbe Akiva also made a mistake. The Rebbe Akiva thought that Ben Kuziva HaMelech, he was the Melech HaMashiach, until he saw he was killed. No, Kim Shenereg Noida She'enei Mashiach. He didn't ask any moifsim, but he thought he was, and he isn't. Memela, he gave him a writer, so he's not. So Lishuaz Pakivisi Hashem. So the Medrash says, Yaakov says, if Shimshon is not Lishuaz Pakivisi Hashem, the Ribbono Shelem will show us. The will show us who is Mashiach ben David, and he will build the Beit HaMikdash. Is what we have to do is to be Mekayim the heel of Tipisa Yeshua. The Medrash says that the Chazal were Mesakim fast three times a day. If we daven, and we daven in benching Rachim Noah al Yisrael Amecho al Yerushalayim Irecho uvnei Yerushalayim. The bracha is in Shemoneh Esrei v'al Yerushalayim Irecho b'Rachmin Toshu v'lishuotcha kivinu kol ayoyim. Lishuotcha kivinu, the same lashon as Yaakov. Lishuotcha kivisi Hashem. So Chazal have given us a lot of chances just to put a bit of thought into the words that lishuotcha kivinu kol ayoyim, we are being mekaveh, we are hoping and longing for the Geula. The Ribbono Shel Olam will show us for Mashiach. Will show us who is the Mashiach. And the Rambam says, we're not mechuyev, and we should not be oisek exactly finding out what's going to happen when Mashiach will come. Olam lo yas asek adam bedivay gadus v'lo yarech bedivay medrashes v'amurim binyonim elu v'lo yisim emike. So it's an ishdeika to find out exactly what's going to happen. Shein levin lo yidehav v'lo yidehira lo yachshav akitzin. To put that as a machat shvei kitzin, we shouldn't start making cheshbonos. That's not our job. Elo yechake v'yamin b'chlal adova k'moy shebiyanu. We have to be mechake HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do all the rest. Someone once asked the Briska Rav, the zechiv of achake loy b'chol yom sheyovoy, that the Chazal say that Elio HaNovi has to come first. Elio HaNovi comes 3 days before Mashiach comes. then the certain days that Elio HaNovi can't come, Shabbos, and it doesn't come Erev Shabbos, the Gemara says, because Kol Yisrael are busy with Achonos for Shabbos. So how can you be a chakalei b'cholim shiyover? How can you be longing for Mashiach every day? There's certain limitations. The Leonov does come first, and he can't come on certain days. So the Briska Rav says the halacha is v'yishtetin the siddur a chakalei b'cholim shiyover. Hasta kasha? The Leonov will answer that kasha for you as well. It just like a chakalei b'cholim shiyover. Has kasha? The Leonov and Mashiach. There'll be plenty of tivutim when Mashiach will come. He'll answer all kashas. But the halacha is a chakalei b'cholim shiyover. Every day, at three times a day, at the end of davening, we say the Alkei Mekave Lecha Hashem Elokeinu. We're hoping to you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Nirois Mehero B'Siferes Uzecho. We're hoping and we're longing to see the Kvod Shemayim. The Ben Yelapian asks, "What is pshat in the Alkei? Therefore, Mekave Lecha Hashem Elokeinu. What therefore?" Before we said, "Yidatim B'Shitav Shem Elokeinu B'Shemayim Imal V'Aloes Mitoraz Einoi Dat Shpoku is everywhere." And then the Alkane. Therefore, we hope for the Geula. What's the Alkane? The Alkane has got to have a hemshech. It's got to be connected. So the Beli Lapian explained. Lemoshel, someone once went to visit a very wealthy relative, and he came to this beautiful palace and beautiful gardens. He went up to the beginning of the garden. And he got feeling he was approaching a royal residence. Till he went to walk through the gardens, he reached the front door. He knocked on the door, feeling as if he's knocking on the queen's front door. Servant opens the door. All of a sudden, he got such a shock. Everything's in a mess. He just couldn't believe it. Everything's in a mess. It's all untidy. Walking up to such a luxurious residence, and then. From beautiful outside it looks so beautiful, and then inside it's all a mess. He couldn't understand what's going on here. So until they explained to him, you know what's happening, it's being refurbished inside. There's decorators here. You can have the biggest and the greatest palace in the world, but if there's decorators inside, you've got to move things around, you've got to move the furniture around. So that answers all questions. And he got very excited. I knew how it looked till now. If they're redecorating, it's going to look even more beautiful than it was before. It must really be something special, which is going to be to render all this worthwhile. Zukta Ben Yelapian, the nimshel is that we've got to marvel at the niflois haboyre of the whole Bria, how the whole Bria works, how the whole system works to the minute, to the second, the sun comes up and the moon comes at the right time, and the moon comes up and the stars, the rising and the setting, strictly to the split second. Everything, all the animals, all the millions of creatures, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has arranged each one of the creature has its own food, and all the vegetation, everything that grows, it's hafle v'fele, all the nifloes of the Bria, it's all worked out 100%. Morabu masecha Hashem kulam b'chokhma asiso. So we can see the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, we've got kasha. The Ribbono Shel Olam makes us such a wonderful, beautiful Bria. Zekman is ki Hashem olekim b'shamayim mimal v'al oretz mitochas. How is it that there's so much vicious and avla in the Bria? L'choyra, it seems as if the Bria is in a mess. Keilu. There's so much wrong in the Bria. And the Ribbono Shel Olam has made such a beautiful Bria. The answer is, the Bria is going through a refurbishing process. That's how the Ribbono Shel Olam brings the Geula. The Ribbono Shel Olam, we don't understand the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is preparing all these years of Geula. The Ribbono Shel Olam is preparing the Bria for the Geula Hasida. So this is what we say. This is the meaning of Al Kain. The whole Bria shows the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else besides the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going on here? How can there be so many sorrows, lo'aleinu, and how much vicious, how many things go wrong in the Bria? That must be that there's some redecorating. There's some tikkun, there's a process going on in the Bria, the Al-Kain. If the Ribbono Shel Olam has made the whole Bria, the Al-Kain, therefore, Mechaver, that is Mechazik, is Adrab. The Kasha that we've got, the riches that we see in the Bria, is Mechazik, our Emunah and our Tipisa Ligula, the Al-Kain, Mechaver. Therefore, we can hope, Lirois and long, Lirois Mehera, Bezifereis Uzecho, to see the Geula Shleima when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show his Malchus Shemaim. The Chofetz Chaim just brings a small moshul, how much we should be longing for Mashiach's arrival. He says, what happens if a child, Chas V'Shalom, is very ill? So they quickly call an experienced doctor. So the family are nervous, they're waiting nervously for the knock on the door, the doctor should come. Eventually they heard the knock, they rushed to open the door, and who was it? A neighbor's coming to pay back some sugar that she borrowed. They waited another few minutes, a few long minutes, then there was a knock on the door. They rushed to the door, this must really be the doctor. And who was it at the door? It was a traveler asking for directions. A bit disappointed, nervous, but the next time must really be the doctor. The doctor said, "Well, come, how late can you arrive?" Next time there was a knock on the door, who was it? A courier delivering an order. And so on. The people who are waiting for the doctor, the child is critically ill, they're still 100% sure the doctor will definitely come, if not this time, next time. But next time it must really be him. Dr. Chofetz Chaim, that's how we have to be mechake. We have to be mechake for the Geula Shleima, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Mashiach will come. However long Mashiach has taken, he's not come. I'm a chaker, then a Mashiach must come soon. How late can he be? And that's how we're mekayim al chiyuv of our mitzvah of tikiso li Yeshua. So after that's what we can take with us from the Tanis. Aneinu Hashem aneinu ki betzora gedoyla anachnu. If we feel that we are betzora gedoyla, so feeling that we are betzora gedoyla, we're feeling that there's something in the Bria which looks like in a mess. So that is mechazik our achakeloi, our tzipui ligeula, and that saves Klal Yisrael. That saves Klal Yisrael from the Tzoras, according to Chazal, being tzevea the geula. We just think a bit in davening, kilishos ha'kvini kol ayon, da'alkein ha'kav l'cho Hashem alekeinu. So we should be zoicha, takel, lirayz mehera, b'sefer, b'sefer, b'sefer.